Hello everyone, this is Kelly again. The next teaching from Archangel Michael has to do with the spiritual laws of the universe. And when I was listening, he's suggesting the number 8. Just almost like everything that I've been taught in my work, there might be 18 spiritual laws before Michael's done, or 80. But I'd like to go with what I heard for each of you now, and that would be some introduction to what Archangel Michael is calling and naming the 8 spiritual laws of the universe. I know much of this wisdom has been around for a long time, and maybe many of you already have been taught from different sources, different masters. So, like always, like everything, I myself and Archangel Michael, we honor whatever thinking thoughts that you may have, but I'd like to invoke him now to see how he could guide us in our time together. Michael, please teach us about the 8 spiritual laws of the universe, knowing that these tapestries are small threads. They're not meant to be a large carpet. I think the thread building will lead to large carpets that we'll be weaving together as a collective family and community. But right now I understand we're weaving a thread. So please share with us your teachings about the 8 spiritual laws of the universe. Yes, as I say these things to you, I'm very humbled myself. When you and everyone keeps returning and keeps making the thought vibration, not only to myself, but to any and all of the many archangels and angels, the higher ascended masters and the high council and the holy ones of all traditions, all manners of the earth plane. So let's get to the task at hand that I've been called upon. In no particular order, let's just go through some of the laws at this time. Give an example. The first spiritual law that I would like to teach is the law of forgiveness. In teaching the law of forgiveness, the spiritual law, the spiritual truth, what is the truth about forgiveness? Every time mankind creates a thought, that energy is transmitted to a variety of sources, back to source, one would say even to neighbors, your earthly neighbors, your spiritual neighbors. So the teaching is really quite concise and brief with this particular spiritual law. Forgive yourself first, above all others, before moving on to others. In terms of a vibratory rate, we'll talk more about vibration. Everything carries a frequency. The vibration or the frequency of forgiveness is a 1.2975813. Just a mental note for most of you now, understanding that there's reason behind the number association here. I'd like to build upon our thread here, and as she speaks for me, make a fabric, make a carpeting leading toward understanding of some higher level principles. So, number 1, the spiritual law, forgiveness. Extend it to yourselves first and then extend it to others. Number 2, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Let me say it another way. Everyone in the human form was created with the God spark within them to be total beings of light and love. Be love, give love to yourselves and to others. Spiritual law number 3. This one may surprise you. Dismiss earthly time. Yes? Dismiss earthly time. Number 4. Detach yourselves from the outcome. Number 5. Be at peace in the moment. If you don't know how to find peace, create peace. Ask those around you that you see who are peaceful. Learn from one another. I am not the only purveyor that has a golden key. Your community, your collective consciousness. On all topics, I say, learn from those you admire. If you lack these skills temporarily yourself, if you lack this vibration, if you lack this mindset, if you lack this intention, or somehow it's depleted, I'll help you with some of the suggestions from my perspective. In being peaceful. Don't complain. Complaining a la whining. Be grateful. Draw from the things that give you joy. And think of this as a bottomless well. In many cases, in many parts of the world, in many circumstances, silence can be used as a tool to attain peace. Meditation. The silence of nature. Many different ways. Moving along to spiritual law number 6 as I see it to teach. May sound like another way of saying gratitude, but I'd like to present it this way. You attract what you are. You attract what you are. Maybe many of you have heard it slightly differently. Like attracts like. Number 7, be true to oneself. Be true to oneself. Speak your truths with goodness and kindness and love, appreciation, joy, humor, intelligence, wisdom, gratitude, grace, and so on. For when you speak your truth, you're simply honoring the God force that's within each and every one of you. Number 8. Expect miracles. Expect prosperity. Expect a joy-filled life. Expect eternal life. these things are in yourselves.